The first study I would like to talk about today is the Phase 3 Karma 3 trial. This study compared idecabtagene viclucel or idecel to standard regimens in patients with triple-class exposed, relapsed or refractory multiple myeloma. The results were presented by Dr. Paula Rodriguez Otero. Novel therapies are needed in earlier lines of treatment for patients with multiple myeloma, stated Dr. Rodriguez. The BCMA-directed CAR T-cell therapy idecel has displayed promising efficacy in a heavily pretreated population of patients with relapsed or refractory multiple myeloma, and we aimed to study this agent in earlier lines of therapy. The Phase 3 KARMA 3 trial compared idecel with standard treatment regimens in patients with triple-class exposed, relapsed or refractory multiple myeloma who had received 2 to 4 prior lines of therapy and were refractory to the last treatment regimen. The participants were randomized 2-to-1 to idecel or standard treatment. Progression-free survival was the primary endpoint. The median progression-free survival was significantly longer in patients who received idecel compared with those who received a standard regimen, with 13.3 months versus 4.4 months, a hazard ratio of 0.49, a 95% confidence interval of 0.38 to 0.65, and a p-value below 0.0001. This result was consistent across subgroups, including older patients, those with a high tumor burden, and patients with high-risk cytogenetic abnormalities, added Dr. Rodriguez Otero. Finally, the safety data were consistent with the idecel toxicity profile reported in previous studies. In conclusion, the findings of the KARMA 3 trial support the use of idecel in patients with early-line relapse and triple-class exposed, relapsed or refractory multiple myeloma.